Hey podcasters, Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, our Eagle Andrew Gaff making his long-awaited return to the field and our brilliant docker Andy Brayshaw.
Our $2 million finalist, Steve from Maddington. Everything's crossed.
Chef Adam Liao joined us and we gave our footy tips for round three.
I just ignore this.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5.
Love your location, but not your home? Keep your block and build your dream home with Ventura Homes.
Tomorrow, Steve from Maddington, our new mate, plays for $2 million with Mix 94.5's $2 million song with Watertown brand outlet setter. Steve, good morning, mate.
Good morning.
Oh, Steve, how is it after you've had a day for it to sink in?
A day for it to sink in, and I'm still not, I'm still shaking.
Yeah.
I just can't believe it. It is unbelievable.
Well, it's good to see you in person.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice to meet you three. Yep. Everybody here has been so nice. It's good.
Well, we're all on your side. We want you to take home the $2 million, but you also, you know, you said, and it was beautiful, that you're more than happy with 10 grand, and I think everyone really appreciated that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 10 grand changes a lot as well. So, yep.
Certainly does. Mate, that was one of the classic calls when we called you yesterday. Your response, here it is.
Oh.
$2 million.
Hey! What that happened to be Stephen from Maddington?
Yes, it sure is. You're joking.
Steve, it's your mates, Claresy, Matt and Kimber here at Mix 94.5's The Big Breakfast. It's going to be you!
You little beauty!
I think $2 million or no $2 million. I think the mates thing sticks, mate.
No, I think it does. Yeah, I'm happy with that.
I feel emotional looking at you, Steve. Oh. If you win this $2 million tomorrow, we're going to go crazy. We're all going to be screaming and carrying on.
You'll need plenty of tissues. The wife will... I don't know what had happened. This chair will melt.
Hey, Steve, there's someone in the room with the same eyes as you. What's going on here?
My twin sister, Anne.
Morning, Anne.
Hello, Anne.
Morning.
Now, Anne, Steve's going to have to pick a song tomorrow. This is going to have anything to do with you?
Well, we think alike a lot of times, but he's not giving anything away. So I've said, is it this? I'm not telling you. So, whether we're on the same page this time, I don't know.
I'd just like to point out for the people who can't see us in here that whilst you say twins, we are talking a kind of a Danny DeVito, Arnold Schwarzenegger kind of situation here, aren't we?
And like I always say, I've got the brains, you've got the look.
Okay, there we go.
What a bro. I don't have a backhanded compliment.
I love him anyway.
Oh, good, right. What about a little bit of money, a bit of sharing going on, mate?
There'll be a lot of sharing going on.
Caring.
I'll be making as many people happy as that I can.
Yeah. Well, part of the reason why we got you in is not only to give you a hug and say good day and meet you and all that, but also talk about your life, a little bit about your story. What's the story? You've been, a bit of a tough trot lately?
Oh, I've had a bit of a tough trot lately. Yeah. Knees and my heart and then back in for my knees. I had a business that I'd run for 10 years and sort of kept on trying to keep it going. Ended up just about losing my house.
Right.
But with my lovely wife and son and all my family, we still gathered together and fought, and I'm at a happy stage again.
Yeah, and you can tell that, man. You know, just your energy, you make people smile the way you walk in, and Anne, you're nodding as if that's always been Steve's
absolutely.
Character.
Yeah, he's beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, bless you.
Oh, and this, even when we heard that you'd had a couple of knee reconstructions and things, and we thought, gee, that's rough. You know, they were always really painful. And then he had a heart attack.
Between the knees.
That was horrible.
Yeah. Royal Perth Hospital. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Within an hour. Yeah. I was in Armidale, and that's where they took me first. And an hour, I was at Royal Perth Hospital. Sitting in bed having a cup of tea.
Yeah, 2 hours later back at the casino. One,
I'll be steering well away from the casino if I win this.
Actually, let's rewind and talk about the things that haven't happened to you, mate. Probably be quicker.
Nah.
No, with $2 million, if you win that tomorrow, you'll be able to get like Terminator knees.
Oh, bionics.
You'll be able to do anything you like.
I think I'll need to buy them because these legs won't be, they'll be like jelly tomorrow.
Oh, you'll be like Steve Austin. You'll be the $2 million.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, how good would that be?
So will we come back, keep Steve with us and come back and talk about what songs are sort of calling to us all?
Because this is the $2 million song. That's what it's all about. You're
that's
right,
it.
Matt. You guys are happy to stick around?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, I get the feeling you will.
The Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber.
We're dancing around with Steve and Anne and we're just hanging out. It is, of course, Blue Light Thursday, all flashbacks all day. It's 7:53.
You just missed something very funny.
Did you
please.
Hear what I just said?
Mum, what happened? Missed it.
Well, we're talking, you know, because we've got Anne and Steve here who are twins, and yeah. there's often an ESP thing that goes between twins. And I said to Anne, all right, when we go back on, we'll talk about your ESPN. Which is the sports
channel,
thing, isn't it? Yeah, bloody hell.
Been watching the soccer. Yeah. I love it. Well, the guys are here, of course, Steve from Maddington playing for $2 million with the $2 million song tomorrow. Yeah. You know, you're a mad Eagles fan. Andrew Gaff's going to be in the building shortly. Maybe number three is the way to go.
Yes.
Hey?
Beautiful.
Oh, actually, well, tell us a bit about this ESP thing. Give us an example of where, as twins, you've both been able to communicate or both known something was up.
It's been happening all our lives. I was trying to open a window when we were young and he was trying to open a window. Two different stories, both put our heads through the window, cut in the same place.
No.
Really?
Serious. I was in expecting my last child and Stephen rang me and said, you're in labour. And I said, no, I'm not. He said, yeah, you are. I had the baby 6 hours later. He had the pains.
Wow.
Until the end, obviously.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
She fell
always.
Off, she fell off the Guildford Bridge.
Yeah.
I ran all the way home to get mum. She broke her ankles. I broke my toes. I'm stupid water meter. Out, all right,
most
out
of these.
Front.
Can you show us your scars? Because there's so many stories.
One scar.
That's amazing.
That is extraordinary. So,
very
and have you got a feeling about what song you might choose?
I go with numbers as well, and there's numbers that keep popping up for me.
Sure.
And I've asked my beautiful brother, but he's not telling me anything.
Fair enough.
So
okay.
I don't
Fair
know
enough.
If we're on the same page this time.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
That's the tough thing, Steve. People might try and sway your ideas.
I've had lots of people that have try to sway the ideas of my young nephew over in South Australia. He reckons number 25, Hotel Eagles.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hotel California.
Hotel California, Eagles, number 25, Shannon Hearn. 250 games he played last week.
He did too, the chief.
All numbers, but nowhere.
Go with your gut, mate. Go with your gut.
I've had the number thought and things that have been happening since then.
Okay.
I've already got it worked out.
Oh, right. Oh, I was going to say, you got another 24 hours to work it out.
No, I know.
We'll
I can still change, but these things that keep happening just steer me to this number.
Well, your ducks in a row. How about you, Matt? Where would you go?
Well, I think, I do because I feel very strongly towards this because I think this is how other people would react if I won $2 million, and that's Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me.
I reckon.
What a song, too.
I played the numbers game, I'd go for number 33, which is George Michael, Faith. But if I chose on the song, I'd choose number 10, Uptown Girl.
That'd be the one. You love Uptown Girl.
I do. I love Uptown Girl. But if it was otherwise, George Michael, Faith.
Yeah. My favourite album of all time is AC/DC's Back in Black. I'd have to go with this one. Number 3. Which is also it's the Gaffey thing. Andrew Gaffey's coming in here, 3 for the Eagles.
Yeah. Well, there's lots of ways you can do the numbers. But
there are.
I've got my mind set on one number.
Okay.
Good.
And you don't have to tell us. And as we said, nobody here knows what it is. Nobody at Mix 94.5. It's all done by an external adjudicator.
I'll tell you how I got the number tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Cool.
Yes.
All right. We look
how
forward
exciting.
To it. Yeah. Well, great to meet you two.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. It's brilliant to be in here. And
oh, good.
I'm still shaking.
You're both sitting there like you're part of the show, which is terrific.
We're looking forward to hugging you tomorrow when you win $2 million. That's our plan.
You've got to pick me up off the floor first.
We'd love you to win. love it.
A big breakfast brekkie will be on you, mate.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Zy, Matt and Kimber. Shut up. The morning's
on the radio. He's one of the hottest rising stars in the AFL.
Brayshaw, brilliant goal.
And he's our man inside the Dockers. Let's talk footy with Andrew Brayshaw for Automasters.
Two rounds in, the Dockers are 1-1, home game against the Saints on the weekend. Andy, good to see you, mate.
Good to see you guys too. Thanks for having me.
Andy, a long flight back from the Gold Coast, especially off a loss. Are you guys just like, don't look at me? Talk to me. I'm just going to watch a movie.
The Gold Coast flight is a very long one, but I think once we've come back from that, we've had a few meetings since, and we're really just looking forward to St Kilda this weekend.
Oh, that means that on the plane you totally don't talk.
Yeah, do you have to ask each other? Ross, hey, Ross, it'd be okay if I get the ham and cheese toasty? Would that be all right?
I usually just plug into my iPad and watch a few movies on Netflix.
Not a replay of that last quarter.
no, that's not what I'm watching.
Yeah, tough, you know, still 1-1, but up against St Kilda this week, who of course beat Gold Coast, and they beat my mob Essendon. And I'm not quite sure how to sort of take St Kilda. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, we're going to look at a lot of footage of St Kilda this week. Obviously, they're 2-0 and they're looking pretty strong, but I'm sure that we'll find some things that we can hopefully exploit from the team and really give it to them. So I know we've got our home game this week, Purple Haze game, so there's going to be a lot of fans there getting around us. And yeah, we're just going to try and exploit their weaknesses.
Yeah, seen you hanging with the Starlight kids this week, mate, and throughout the preseason as well. How good is that feeling?
Yeah, it's great. So Bailey Banfield and myself went into the Starlight room on Monday and met a few of the kids that are going to run out with us and come into training, and they're all really, really excited and just hope we can play well.
Yeah, that's
well,
cool.
That keeps puts things it into perspective, absolutely. Doesn't yeah. it? Yeah, yeah, when you realise how lucky you are when you've got sick kids like that.
Yeah, definitely. 100%. Like driving... flying back from the game, you're feeling pretty upset, and then, you know, you meet these kids who have been unfortunately had some illness growing up, and it really does put things into perspective.
That is a reality check for sure.
Yeah, 100%.
Spending every day in hospital, yeah, lots of those kids.
Yeah, mate, I don't care who's saying it, but someone's come out and criticised Fifey during the week for what he does defensively. Do you find that a bit weird?
Well, I think Ross touched on it. When you're such a big player like Fifey, And you mention him, you're obviously going to get some news out of it. So yeah, a lot of people can target him and definitely get, you know, clickbait and things like that. But Fifey's a great player and an amazing, you know, contested beast who can go forward and kick a lot of goals.
Yeah.
And we've just got to be a complementary midfield. If we think that his strengths are playing aggressively and attacking, then someone like myself has to be a little bit more defensive. And for someone to make a comment like that, you know, it's a bit of tall poppy syndrome, I think, but he's a great player and definitely someone I want to have in my midfield.
Have
that's
you
for
suggested
sure.
that maybe when Fifey does his book, that's what he can call it, Nat Fife Contested Beast?
He's a beast.
Because that's a good...
He is a beast, that's for sure.
Now, of course, it was a bigger story than Game of Thrones throughout last year, what happened with yourself and Andrew Gaff, and you know, Gaffey will be taking the field for the first time against Collingwood. Do you have any feelings about that?
I think it's been a long time since the incident happened, and I think both Andrew and myself have moved on, and we're sort of hoping that everyone else can. And yeah, I wish him the best of luck this weekend, and hopefully he has a good game. And yeah, he's had a big stint off the field now, so now he just has to get back on and keep working hard.
Sure.
Yep, it'd be nice to be 2-1 going into a derby after the Saints game on the weekend. So
yeah, fingers crossed, thank you.
Yeah, Andy Brayshaw there. Get your car serviced or repaired at Automasters and get return Uber rides to home or work. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS. And we've got some footy tickets as well for the weekend.
Yes, we do have footy tickets to give away. I'd love to tell you where they are. I've lost a piece of paper. So has Matt.
I'm doing so well with this every week.
Two tickets to see the Dockers and the Saints this Sunday at Optus Stadium.
That's right. To win, give us a call right now on 133353.
And before you go, Andy, Steve is going to be our gentleman playing for $2 million tomorrow. He's got a pick from 100 songs. If you were choosing... what song do you think you'd go for? And we have no idea. We should say that only the external adjudicator knows who it is. No one at Mix 94.5 has any clue.
No tampering from us, but what do you reckon? What would you go for?
I've had a look at the songs in detail, and I think Africa by Toto, number 94.
Oh, hey. Nice!
You can't really go wrong with that song. So, Steve, all the best. I've just met him in the studio, and I really hope he wins it.
Awesome.
I didn't think Andrew Brayshaw could go up any higher in my estimation, but picking Africa... I'll tell you.
Matt loves this
song. That's the one, baby.
That'll have to be the post-season trip this year, mate. You'll have to go to Africa. Good on you. Andy Brayshaw from the Dockers at Mix 94.5.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Shut up! The boys on the radio!
He's an All-Australian, the best wingman in AFL. And he's our man inside the West Coast Eagles. Let's talk footy with Andrew Gaff for Automasters.
It's been way too long since we saw this superstar on the park. Andrew Gaff, after 8 months, you're back. G'day, mate. How are you?
Morning, guys. Going well. Excited to fly out today and looking forward to Saturday night and a big game.
Oh, I bet you are. Now, what do you think's been the biggest challenge for you after last year to get yourself back in the game? Do you think it's been a harder challenge mentally or physically?
I think just mentally. Yeah, I think with the off season, 2-3 months and a few weeks off, we have over Christmas. There's obviously plenty more, a lot more thinking time. And
yeah,
if it happened in round three last year, I would have served my suspension. I would have had that. That thought in the back of my head that I'm back in round 11, round 12, and could finish the season. So that's probably the main thing. And definitely fitness-wise, I feel like I'm in probably as good a shape as I ever have been throughout my nine years as a player. So looking forward to getting out there Saturday night. And great thing about this weekend, it's a really big game. And against a great side. So I know that I've got to do my bit, and hopefully all the other boys can do their bit and contribute to a really good win.
And of course, Gaffy, you know, the media likes to create narratives. That's what we do. But that you couldn't write the script, could you, to for your game to be coming out against the team that, you know, all things being even, you would have been in that grand final team, to be playing against Collingwood. And, you know, maybe this was in your mind when you re-signed for West Coast Eagles. It's got that kind of storyline to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It's
rock and roll.
Yeah, it's big. I think, I guess when the fixture comes out in, I think it's early November, I saw pretty early on, straight away when I saw the fixture, that it was round three, and that was when I could start playing again. And I no doubt it probably just gives you a little bit more added inspiration, and it is a really big game. And against a side that obviously knocked us off in late September, that we knocked off in late September. So be glad to get out there. There'll be 80,000, I'm sure, there at least. And
for sure.
As I said before, I'm just hoping to contribute and contribute to a really good team win, because we see how tight the competition is this year. We saw Brisbane, who knocked us off round one, performed really well again in round two, and they're going to be hard to beat. So if we can we go well on the weekend, we'll be 2-1 and ahead of the ledger.
Absolutely. Andrew Gaff from the Eagles is with us. Andy Brayshaw from the Dockers joined us earlier and said this.
It's been a long time since the incident happened, and I think both Andrew and myself have moved on. And yeah, I wish him the best of luck this weekend, and hopefully he has a good game. And I had a big stint off the field now, so now he just has to get back on and keep working hard.
He's not only a good kid and a good footballer, mate, but it's pretty much done and dusted now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very nice of him to say that. He didn't have to. It's great that he's fit and playing really well. Had a really good JLT series, and before they've started off 1-1 and going well. So, really good that he's supportive, and I hope he has a really good year, because he's a great young player.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, do you need an opportunity? Do you need anyone to hang out with to carb load with the night before? I'm up for a bowl of pasta. Yeah.
Yeah, spaghetti bolognese Friday night would be good. I'd probably have three bowls and a bit of parmesan on the top would be nice. And,
yeah, but it's just all the chocolates afterwards. That'll weigh you down.
Yeah, we sometimes have the ice cream.
That's okay.
In the hotel.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
You're
so
allowed. Okay.
Bit of.
They'd know if you had anything from the mini bar. If you ate the ice cream from the hotel, they're like, "Oh, we saw what you had last night."
Yeah, well, I've got to be careful a bit with the dessert sometimes, because I'm allergic to nuts.
Oh,
sometimes,
yeah.
Okay. The odd occasion, there's a dish that might have sort of the apple crumble a bit sometimes.
Yeah, okay.
Can have the odd nut in it, so I've got to be extra careful. And sometimes they actually make me a special one that doesn't have any.
That's
so
pretty cool.
We had Adam Liao in this morning, and he's made a lovely little dish of breadsticks and chocolate that you'd be able to eat,
yes,
Gaffy. So there we
chocolate.
Go.
Yeah.
No, no $14 hotel cornetto for you.
No, not at all.
You got to be careful. Yeah, it was better last week, wasn't it? Let's be honest, for the boys.
Yeah, well, good. Yeah, I was obviously a little bit nervous after how good GWS were the week before. We struggled week one, but I think after that first quarter, we were probably a little bit sloppy. We really got back into gear. And when you got guys like JK, who was back and heading somewhere towards his best form, Jack Darling's always good for 3 or 4 goals. And great to see Oscar Allen really take another step forward. And for a 19-year-old guy, I might have said it before, but he plays like he's 25, 26. And you can see how he's going to be a dominant player in the competition pretty soon. So we need to take that on the road this weekend. And I've got every bit of faith in the team, but also the young guys coming through, Petrucelli. Yep. As well, who did a few.
Oh, the speedster.
Yeah, a few really nice things.
I think you have to say his name like Petrucelli, like that now.
Like Lucky.
Yeah, like Lucky did on the call.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be exciting, and looking forward to those guys seeing what they can do on the big stage.
Might be a cracking game. And Gaffy, you've just met Steve from Maddington, who, as you know, is playing for $2 million tomorrow morning.
All right.
He was very excited to meet you. now, he's got to pick from 100 songs. Tough. He can pick one song. What would you go for?
Look, I go for number 42, so Never Tear Us Apart by INXS. So,
oh, beautiful tune.
Beautiful, beautiful. So whenever we play Port Adelaide in Adelaide, they play that for the last 30 seconds before we walk into our places to start the game, and the crowd get up, sing, hold their scarves up, and it's almost something that, as much as it spurs Port on their fans, I think we absolutely love it.
Oh, you embrace
it? Yeah, we're all singing it a bit. And,
That's like the rugby boys embracing a haka, isn't it?
Yeah, so then the siren goes basically a second after it finishes.
Yeah,
you're sort of pumped up, ready to go. Right. And I guess that'll be my pick for tomorrow.
Okay, oh, we'll tell Koshy because he'll stop doing it then.
You're helping the opposition, Koshy.
Hey, Gaffy, great to see you, mate. All the best.
Thanks, guys. Looking forward to it.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Superstar chef, super bloke too, is in town. Of course, he's in WA for the IGA, Taste of the Great Southern, jumping on a bird to head down to that beautiful part of the world. Adam Leo, welcome, mate, and good to see you.
Good to see you guys too.
Adam, normally we get chefs in here and we just want to know if they eat toasted sandwiches on the couch like the rest of us. But we saw this fantastic article of you talking about your kids needing to take a plate of food to class. Now, every parent can relate to this because there's so many rules around it now.
Yeah, I mean, my eldest is only 5 and he's only just started school this year. And I'm just blown away by how much work it actually is for parents. Not for the kids. The kids have a great time. But it's like, you know, make a costume, bring in a plate of food because somebody's going away, or it's Harmony Day, or, you know, some kind of thing, or fundraising, you know?
Yeah.
There's so much work for parents to do. And so I thought I'd take it upon myself to come up with a bit of a solution for that. And
you can't just take Coles Lamingtons like everyone else.
You didn't cancel book week, did you, mate?
But Coles Lamingtons aren't going to help you when your son tells you at 6 o'clock in the morning that he's got to bring a plate of food he's got to get on the bus at 7:30.
Oh, yes.
And so I was trying to come up with something that you could make in under 5 minutes that would cost under $10. And we came up with this kind of idea called Fat Pocky. Not the best name, but it's basically, to describe it, a breadstick dunked in chocolate that then hardens, and then before it hardens, you sprinkle the chocolate with some sprinkles, and you can literally make 25 of them. It costs you $7 for the lot. Make 25 of them in 5 minutes, and they're in the lunchbox, and they don't weigh too much, so it doesn't weigh down the kid's backpack, and they get to school in one piece.
It's life-changing.
Go home and make fat pockies.
And, of course, allergens, no problem, because it doesn't
As long as you get, you can have non-dairy chocolate if you want to do
of
that.
Course.
You know, you can get non-gluten breadsticks if gluten's a thing, but there's no peanuts in it or any of the really dangerous ones, no eggs, that kind of thing.
All right, well, drop the mic, Adam Lowell. That's
done it, man.
I was amazed at the response, to be honest. Like, I got interview requests from that from, you know, Fox News and New York and USA Today and all these people from all over the world contacted me saying, can we use your recipe? I'm like, it's not a recipe. You dunk some breadsticks in some chocolate.
It's a quick preparation, and chocolate was the magic word.
Yeah.
An RC chef has changed everything.
What do you think of the terminology that comes up in? And obviously, there's a lot of cooking shows on the telly now, be it free to air or not. There's a lot of terminology, but that signature of the dish and those kinds of things, that was obviously the chocolate in your little recipe there. What do you think of all of that stuff?
Well, I mean, when you're coming up with a TV show, when you make a TV show, you actually do have to invent a few words to make yourself be a bit different.
So
it's kind of the art of television making. You have particular phrases that, you know, Columbo might use in his detective series whatever.
Yeah.
So every kind of TV show, whether it's a drama or a comedy or whatever, has catchphrases. And so even with reality TV, they do that. You know, the hero of the dish. Your signature dish. I personally don't use them in everyday life.
Nice.
But they're part of the television thing, really.
Yeah, sure.
They've got a lot of space to fill on those shows, haven't they? A lot of content required.
Yeah.
And of course, you're here to head down to our beautiful southern regions. Mm. You're on a plane to Albany later on today. Not your first time down to that part of WA?
No, it's not. It's not. I've been down a few times. It's an absolutely stunning part of the world. So every time I get the opportunity to head down there, I do. Unfortunately, my kids, last time I came, I said, I'll definitely bring my family next time because we had such a great time down there. But the kids are in school now, so I missed the boat there a little bit.
Oh, well, this is the IGA Taste Great Southern, and this is an 11-day festival. It's basically, I mean, they're just dragging out as much food and drink as you can possibly get. Do you go down there and do live cooks for people?
Yeah, there'll be some demonstrations at the Rockcliffe Night Markets, Albany Markets, and then one of the really big things that I'm looking forward to is the Lighted Up Feast that's going on down there. Me and Yoda from Fervor Food and a few other chefs are putting together a pretty eclectic menu, you know, some different things there, marin sandwiches with XO tartare sauce kind of thing.
It should
be a really fun event.
Oh, it's a nice lineup too. Anna Gare, Scott Brannigan, Guy Jeffries, Herb Faust, so you're in good company down there.
Absolutely.
You have a good life, don't you?
eat too much, that's my point.
Hey, Adam, good to catch up, mate. All the best.
Thank you.
Breakfast with the lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. The juice.
Oh, do tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
One of the scariest films from my childhood is back from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Pet Sematary. Now, this is based on the Stephen King novel. Mm. It is the story of the ancient burial ground where the dead come back to life.
There's a place Rach brings things back. Oh, your daughter.
Are you happy, Mommy?
I should never have shown you that place.
What'd you do?
If you cheat death, there's a price to be paid.
I needed more time with her.
Sometimes dead is better.
Ooh, oh, boy. Right. That, is that Nick Nolte?
No, it's I don't. Well, it's Jason Clarke from Zero Dark Thirty.
Oh, he's the Aussie guy. Boy. Yeah,
and,
he's great.
Yeah, yeah. And John Lithgow from Third Rock from the Sun.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, have they not seen the original Pet Sematary? Don't bury your dead there. They come back evil.
Right.
Yeah.
I loved this film. Yeah. I really hope it does it justice. I hope it's as good as the original. It is in cinemas today.
When
if
that
you
little
want
blonde,
to check it out.
Little blonde boy came back.
Where's church?
Yeah. I play with Mummy. Now I'm going to play with you.
Oh, it's such a great...
I'm getting chills.
It's such a good movie.
Maybe it's because I've got to take Flo to the vet.
That's probably it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it's not good in cinemas today, then go and watch the original again.
Okay. That's the vet cemetery. It. Yeah. Different movie.
And hard to believe it has been this long. Tomorrow marks the 25th anniversary of the death of Kurt Cobain.
No.
How can it be 25 years since we've heard that? I mean, the world was shocked by the news of Nirvana's frontman at the peak of their career.
I've just noticed that people expect more of a thematic angle with our music. You know, they always want to read into it. And before, I was just using garbage, you know, just stuff that just would spew out of me. I mean, a lot of times when I write lyrics, it's just at the last second because I'm really lazy.
He's honest.
I mean, he says that, but then you come out with lines like, you know, with the lights off, it's less dangerous. And you think, great line.
Yeah.
You know, but he's so obviously, they're just spewing out of him easily.
Yep.
But Nirvana's manager, Danny Goldberg, at the time, he wrote a book. He's written a book recently called Serving the Servant about Cobain. And he said, the media always focused on his dark side and his brilliance and his talent and sweetness and humour had become submerged.
Yes, yes.
And he said, when you think of Jimi Hendrix, I don't think about his death. I think about his incredible guitar solo.
Yeah, true. Yep.
And similar with Kurt Cobain, you know, even though everyone knows he was really an incredible musician, everyone's sort of like, they think of his death.
And that pressure, I remember seeing a John Lennon documentary and there's a poor young man who's struggling, who's at his front door going, what did you mean by that? And he's like, mate, I just wrote it.
It didn't mean anything
to me at the time, you know?
Well, I've sort of been doing that to Dylan forever, trying to work it all out, becoming Dylanologists.
Mm. Well, speaking
it
of...
It rhymed.
Yeah.
Worked on that day. Yeah.
Speaking of writing songs, ABBA have written new songs.
Oh, really?
What?
Okay. There you go.
Well, they did announce it last year when they created the virtual ABBA experience.
Right.
There was a virtual ABBA tour. And they're now saying that these two songs will be released. Mm. You are going to get to hear them. September or October, they'll be out. The songs, I Still Have Faith in You and Don't Shut Me Down. And it's been 37 years since they split.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's sort of like an old relationship going back, isn't it?
Is,
you've got to make sure, don't burn your bridges.
No. Be careful, don't you? Yeah. I think they've had their moments too.
Oh,
those four.
And
don't cross Agnetha.
No, true. Yeah.
What's great though is they said, "Oh, a third song might happen, but it's probably going to take 7 or 8 months to create."
Yeah, that one's called Benny's at the Pensioner Queue.
Yeah, the songs aren't coming out as hard and fast as they used to. That's for sure. That is your daily juice.
The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt, and Kimber.
And of course, we're doing it along with our friends at Ventura Homes.
Yeah, thank you to the guys at Ventura getting on board with us with the show every day.
Yeah, if you're looking for more inclusions, well, Ventura thinks that are the best that you'll find, so why not go and look them up?
Yeah, and you can feel good. You know, you have that sort of warmth in your bones about the quality designs, the lifetime structural warranty, the free interior design consultation, and the customizable plan. So they're a bit flexible for you.
Yeah, you can check them out at ventura-homes.com.au.
Yeah. BRN 10805.
Mix 94.5's Blue Light Disco.
I could just see her dancing to Mickey with her hair done in Eglinton. Elise, welcome.
Hello. I'm
Elise,
so excited.
Come to the Blue Light Disco with us.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm very excited.
Well, we've been giving away invitations, Elise, to those who registered at mix.com.au, but you, Elise, are getting the upgrade to the VIP section for you and three friends. How does that feel?
Oh, that feels absolutely super fantastic. I'm really looking forward to it.
Brilliant.
Hey, Elise, you're going to get dressed up and start doing your hair pretty soon?
I was thinking maybe I might tease it up or find some fluoro. I'm not exactly sure. My wardrobe's a bit not in the 80s anymore.
No, well, we're glad about that.
You've got a week to work it out, Elise. There will be some gem that you will find that will perfectly capture blue light disco for you.
I'm sure I'll tailor it.
Well, we can't wait to see you, Elise. And, of course, someone will win 10 grand on the night too. So that makes it even more fun.
That's a bonus.
Hey, Elise, we will see you next week, next Friday, but enjoy the rest of the day. Blue Light Thursday, all flashbacks all day for you.
I love Blue Light Thursday. Thank you.
Register now at mix.com.au for your chance to score an invite to the big night, and you could get that VIP upgrade.
Yeah, brilliant. It's Mix 94.5's Blue Light Disco. Tomorrow week, thanks to Capital Nightclub, Perth's Friday night home of all things 90s and noughties. Register now at mix.com.au.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
Sorting the winners from the wooden spooners. AFL footy tipping on the Big Breakfast. Brought to you by Channel 7, The West Australian, The Sunday Times, Mazda and Mix 94.5. With thanks to our official partner, Tab Touch. Go to thegame.com.au.
Just a little update on the scores so far. Matt, 9.
Yep.
Claire-Z, 9. Kimber, 6.
6.
Six. What's going on with you? But you smashed us last year.
Oh, look, Jack and I are just, we're sort of lulling you into a false sense of security, and then we're just going to come from behind and steal the show.
And can I just say, Monica Koss on 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got you in our sights, Monica.
We're one behind the leaders, and we had a shocking first week. Yes. We had 3.
And why are we taking on the responsibility of not doing very good tipping? Why aren't the players taking on the responsibility of not playing very good football?
Well, some are, and causing upsets.
Come on, guys.
Wouldn't it be great if every team in the AFL looked at our footy tips and went, guys, we've got to win today. Maddie's picked the Bombers over Melbourne.
Imagine that, yeah. That's what Woosh's speech pretty
much.
Yeah. Love that. Okay, so we haven't picked the premiers, right? The West Coast Eagles beat Collingwood in the grand final.
Oh, no.
Where did you go, Kim?
I have. I've gone for West Coast. Right. But that's because Jack, who helps me with my footy tipping,
young Jack,
he's a diehard West Coast fan and he won't give up on them.
Yeah. I did that with a heavy heart. It's just that I'm at this stage of the season, from what the little bit that I've seen, Collingwood look like they're right in the zone.
Should we not mention this when Gaffey comes in later
on? Yes, we won't be mentioning it.
It's his first game.
I'll be telling Gaffey just how fantastic West Coast look. And
yeah, but we've all gone for Frio. We've all decided Frio again.
Frio at home,
even though let us down.
St Kilda have been good, and the Dockers were a bit average last week against Gold Coast. Should have won that game.
Yep.
I've sort of handballed mine over to my wife, Laurie, who's been nagging me for 3 weeks. Can I have a go at the tipping?
Oh.
So she's having a crack. She's doing my tipping today. And I was watching her going, yeah, I would have picked that, Oh, you've picked against Brisbane.
Oh, all right. Well, good luck, Laurie.
I'm the only one that's doing it. Yeah. From my own bat.
Yeah.
And I'm doing it in a rush job when we get that email going, if you don't get him in the next 5 minutes, you won't go to it won't go in the paper.
Well, you see where we're heading. I think Florence should do that, your dog.
Oh.
So you can take over the tipping next week.
Okay.
It doesn't matter who's doing the tipping. As long as you're in it, that's how you win the prizes.
You betcha.
Yeah.
Breakfast with the lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Howdy. Let it go.
Sometimes he's embarrassed by his own jokes.
Let it go. Kidding me? I'm super proud of that one.
Here's what Jen King missed.
Are you still proud of the boogie one?
Yeah, very proud of it. I peaked. It's 9 minutes past six. guys, documentary evidence. Elves do exist.
These are the daggers of the Noldorin. They have already seen service in war. Do not fear, young Peregrine Took. You will find your courage.
Yeah, of course, that was Kate Blanchett, or as she's normally referred to, the girl that went to drama school with Matt.
Yeah,
and
people often
that's
say that.
Her playing an elf, and as we know,
hasn't she done well?
Kate Blanchett would not play an elf if they didn't exist.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, only legit.
Only legit. But you know, there are people who identify as elves, and a woman called Kimberell Eventide is one of them.
Kimber who?
Kimberell.
Oh, Kimberell.
Kimberell, but right. Piers Morgan in England.
Sounds like that would be my stripper name.
Doesn't it?
Like if I branched out.
Here we go. Yeah. Kimberell. Like
when things at Mix 94.5 go pear-shaped and I come out there just on a pole.
Oh, leave your hat on.
Why wait till then? Let's get these ratings up.
Yeah. Get a pole in.
But can we not? She's like my little sister. You're sick.
Should we just call it a day?
Yeah.
People like Piers Morgan. Now, Piers Morgan, he's a bit of a dinosaur.
Mm-hmm.
And he's one of those men who probably can't stand the fact that people just want to live their lives.
Sure.
And he doesn't like the fact, or he can't handle the fact that this woman is living life as an elf.
You identify trans species elf.
Well, I believe that other kins are human, but they also have other parts. It's all things that we imagine we can be.
Right, there pointy ears?
Pointy, she wears ears.
Okay. Oh,
she, yes, okay. She says it's not all about the ears, but it kind of is.
Yeah, well, she hasn't had the surgery though.
No.
Right.
How do you identify with an elf? Where are you getting your elf information from? Because the only elf like I think of is, you know, from different types of movies, Christmas movies and stuff, and it just feels like slavery.
Like Will Ferrell.
Yes, it's not a good life.
No.
No, but I mean, Kimberell says that it is, it's simply a way of life. And it's being connected to animals always, which makes sense, doesn't it?
Because
you're sort of a forest
dweller,
sprite, aren't
pretty
you?
Pretty much, yeah, yeah. Like a little nymph in the forest.
Yeah, but I mean, it is getting harder in this life, isn't it? Because everyone wants to live the life the way they want to live. And you want to be like, yeah, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
But it does get quite complicated, doesn't it?
Yeah, it can be.
To give everyone the respect that they deserve for choosing their path.
Well, yeah, I mean, people have been giving me a really hard time for choosing to be a sloth.
Yes.
They're really getting on my case about it.
Mm.
So get your pointy ears into that club where Kimber's getting it all off.
Absolutely.
She's a sloth.
You know, and good on you, Kimberell, because it's hard. It is hard to, you know, keep that up, 7-11.
Oh, dear. He's not well.
No, look.
What's a shame is that no one can see the face make that Matt makes when he makes the joke.
They're waiting for a response face.
It's like it's so good. It makes it so much better.
No, what's a shame is all the preparation I put into that went out the window.
Have your dream home built by Perth's most awarded home builder. Talk to Ventura Homes today. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.